Okay, good morning everybody.
Good morning.
We are now in Parashat Noach. One of the interesting things with Parashat Noach is, first of all, who is Noach? Why was he saved from the flood and not other people? And why was his children, his family saved? So people would say he was a tzaddik. Like it says, Ele toldot Noach, Noach ish tzaddik tamim haya bedorotav. A great tzaddik. But if we go back to Bereshit, is written a very interesting thing.
I go.
That God is regretting creating the world. Ve'noach matzachen b'nei Hashem. Why is the Torah telling us that God regret what he did and Noach, he found him, he liked it? Why? Because the reason for the destruction of the world, the flood, was not connected to who is a tzaddik, who is not a tzaddik, because maybe there were a few tzaddik in there. But the general generation, they were corrupt. And if because they were corrupt, God says, what? This is the world I created? And when something like this happened, unfortunately we know, also the tzaddikim go. Kshepuranut ba la'olam, gam tzaddikim olchim. So that when God does, a certain thing to do, appear to a place in the world or whatever, so everybody who is there is going to suffer. And sometimes they're also tzaddikim. We have to understand and realize that we have to understand that this world is a temporary world. That's what we learned on Sukkot. Because the idea here is it's only a passageway to the next world. So even if a tzaddik goes because of others, we don't have to worry about him. He will get his place in Gan Eden the same way as, unfortunately, this murderer that happened 2 days ago in Barkan. That is something like it, the level of it is like you don't know to what level they can get, those murderers. But those neshamas are up there in heaven because they died on Kiddush Hashem. But that's not the case. We want to understand the situation. So why was Noach saved? Because Noach, God liked him. Noach matzachen ben Hashem. Not because he was a tzaddik. He was a tzaddik. The Torah tells us, Noach ish tzaddik tamim haya b'dorotav. But that's not the reason he was saved. So why was he saved? Let's see. Because if we know why he was saved, it's a good thing for us to do. Because we can do things like this and that, and then we do what God likes, and that's it. So, Ele toldot Noach. What is toldot? When I went to explain Ele toldot Noach, what do I mean? Toldot normally is a story or who came out of Noach. Because toladot is also children. And if we really look at the picture, what do we see? Ele toldot Noach, ish tzadik tamim haya b'dorotav, et ha'elokim itolech Noach, vayoled Noach shlosha banim. Why is the Torah telling us again that Noach had 3 children? When we go back, it's written. In the Reshit it's already written. And the Torah doesn't just say things twice. So the idea here is unbelievable. What were the good deeds that Noach did that God liked him? He brought children to the world and he tried to educate them in the right way in a corrupted world. And when we talk about a corrupted world, we'll see when we go on in the Parsha, the Tower of Babel, that one of the problems there were, everybody was talking the same language and they all were in the same place. And, you know, when this is happening, they start to think that they know it all and they start running about, it was so good to them. So, you know, Vayishman Yisharon Vayivat, if it's too good, you know, you start doing stupid things. And, you know, just an idea, if we think about it today, 100 years ago, there was maybe a difference if you came to China or you came to Japan, you saw different people, different culture. When you go to France even sometimes, you saw a different culture from America or whatever. Today, if you think about it, we are all the same. You know, the first time I came to China, I couldn't believe it. I was thinking I'm going to see, you know, all those traditional clothes and poverty. It's a communist country and, you know, houses. Same. Like the other day, I was going in the mall here in Ranana with a relation from Antwerp. You know, going to the mall, I says, tell me, is there a difference between this mall and the mall in Antwerp? Says, tell you the truth? No. Maybe it's written in Hebrew, but also in English, never mind. And not in Flemish or whatever, but the shops are the same. It's the same clothes. It's the same food. Starbucks coffee. Starbucks cafe. You have all over the world, and you go to China, every corner they have it. So you look at China, you think to yourself, what's going on? And nevertheless, Prada, Gucci, all the names, they have everything there. And how do they look? The same as us.
But they changed. It wasn't that.
No, I'm talking about the clothes, the behavior, the society. What do they look for? They're also looking for money. Yes, yeah, sorry.
But it's changed. Years ago, when you went to China, it
was
a different kind of.
That's what I said. In other words, we are approaching a new Migdal Bavel. If you think about it, the world is now very small. You can know in 2 minutes here what's happening in the other side of the world. You hear news that years ago took months till they got to you. Today, it's on the spot. In other words, the world becomes very small. And look what happened to it. Everybody is. I read this morning a very interesting thing. It says that Noach in the Teva, in the Ark, there are two opinions. You had a window. So one opinion says a real window, and the other says what's like a big stone, a precious stone, a diamond, whatever. Big one. And this stone lit up the whole Teva. So one of the questions being asked, why a guy that runs for his life in the Teva from the flood needs to know when it's day and when it's night. Because the thing is, he wanted to know what when it's day and when it's night. Why? Why do you care? You save, Baruch Hashem, wait till it's finished and go out of the Teva. The thing is, he had to feed all the animals. And animals eat at certain times. So he had to know the time, because otherwise, as the Midrash says, that once he didn't give in time food to the lion, so the lion bit him. So we see it was important for him to think. But I saw a beautiful idea about it. They say that after the 40 days of rain, it was raining for 40 days and then it stopped. Then he opened the real window to see and also to send the pigeon and the raven. Anyway, the Midrash in Yerushalmi says that the stone, when it was day, it was shining but glowing, like not really shining in the brightest light. When it was night, it was glittering and really full with things. So our sages say, this is a big lesson to learn. When in your eyes, diamonds, gold, silver are shining, glittering too much, it's night. When it's in the right proportion, then it's day. In other words, what are you looking for in life? What are your values? And this is exactly the point that we have to understand what's happening now with Noach. Noach is building a new world when he comes out of the Teva. But he was in a very bad society. And the influence is terrible. You know, they did a test. They took a group of kids, kindergarten kids, and they showed them a violent movie. A really violent movie. There were two groups. One, they showed them the movie, and the other group didn't show them anything. And then they put those two groups in a room with a lot of toys. And what do you think happened? Those who saw this violent movie started to destroy the toys. They were violent. And those who didn't just played with the toys. To teach us how the influence of what we see and what we hear. And this is what we have to be careful. Because one of the questions being asked on Noach, why did he close himself? It says, Noach ish tzadik tamim haya bedorotav. Says he didn't have any influence on his generation. Which, by the way, we'll see in a minute, is not exactly true. But at the beginning, at least, it was true. And that's how he succeeded to raise up his kids in a proper way. Why did he do it? Now we understand. Because the influence of you talk about a society that God decided to destroy the world because of their behavior. So you can imagine to yourself that their behavior was terrible. And by the way, here you have to understand also another interesting point. Sometimes if it's too good, we have to start getting worried. Because the generation of the flood, before the flood, they were living around 900 years, nearly 1,000 years. Did they get old? No. Did they have illnesses? No. How was the fruit and all everything? The best. In other words, the whole life was a big party. A guy, 900 years old, had the power of a 20-year-old. Imagine to yourself, having the power we had when we were young. Unbelievable. Now, with this, what happened? They got corrupted. That was too good. They say in the Gemara, if somebody lives in this world and for a month nothing wrong happens to him, he should start checking what's wrong with him. By the way, that was the punishment of the snake. He says, you know what? I don't want to know about you anything. You go. You find your food wherever you go. A snake needs everything. I don't want to care about it. I don't want to have anything to do with you. It's like a father sends his child, says, I don't want to know anything about you. Take money, go away. I don't want you. Don't want to hear about you. Chas v'shul. And this is exactly what we have to learn. Because as we said, the book of the Torah is not storytelling. It's the way we should behave. So let's see. So Noach really in the beginning was closing himself from the environment, and he was quite right. The same way if we unfortunately find ourselves in a bad environment, what should we do? Mingle with them? No. Of course not. We should close ourselves from them. But there comes a time when you have to go out. You have to go out of the teva. You have to go out. And by the way, even when he was still there, God is telling him something unbelievable. I want you to build an ark. How many years? 120 years. Can you imagine to yourself? This guy is around 300 or whatever he was. He's building an ark. And everybody's coming. He says, what are you doing? A flood is going to come and I'm building an ark. So this guy is stupid. Now, 10 years, 20 years. After 80 years, he's still there. In the center of town, building an ark. So this guy is Michigan. Now he had a connection with his generation. And by the way, they want, as the Midrash said, they want to prevent him at the end to go into the Teva, into the ark. They want to prevent him. And then God sent them lions and a beast to just kill them in order to let Noah go into the Teva in the middle of the day. But till then, what is he doing? He is not the tzaddik that closes himself. He is involved. The Rav Zalman Sorotkin says, you know what the tzaddik impels is? You know what the tzaddik impels is?
Yes.
When it's cold, he takes his pelts, he takes his coat, and he covers himself. So he is warm, and all the others are cold. But there is another tzaddik. He brings, heater. And he puts the heater. Now everybody is warm. He and all the others. That's the difference between Noach as a tzaddik tamim, and Noah, when he is involved with the environment, but it's still not the different as Avram Avinu. Because Avram Avinu, he was a guy that was chosen to be our father, not Noah, though he was a tzaddik. But Avram Avinu had this special power to put it in our genes to love God and to do the right thing. If you look at the Jewish nation, through the generation, what we went through, and where you find Jews all over the world, always on the top, percentage speaking, unbelievable. A nation that everybody wanted to destroy, but we're here. We are the chosen people. And we come from Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu gave us this power of the love of God. Each one of us got it. And that's the difference between Avraham and Noah, but we're not going to go into because we're talking about Noah. When we get to Avraham, we'll talk about Avraham. So now, we have Noah three times in the first pasuk. Ele toldot Noah. Noach ish tzadik tamim haya bedarotav et ha'elokim italech Noach. Why do we need three times Noach in the same pasuk? We could as well say the pasuk. Those are the descendants of Noach. Noach was a tzadik, and Noach went with God. I can say the whole thing. Those are the descendants of Noach who went with God and did the good in the eyes of God. That's it. I don't have to mention Noach three times. But as we say, Noach's got three stations in life. The first station, before the flood, when he raises up his kids, and he's a tzaddik tamim. He makes sure that his children are going to get the right education and not involved in the corrupt society. Second stage, he's otcha ra'iti tzaddik. Now he's not tzaddik tamim, he's only tzaddik. In other words, it is in a different level. So Ma, some people say this was a lower level. But Rav Zalman Sorotkin says it's not a lower level. This was even a better level. Here he is involved. He is not tamim, closed, and doesn't care about the others. Now he's involved with others. The problem is that when Noach gets out of the ark, Vayachel Noach Ish Ha'adama. Vayachel, he started, but Vayachel also is, how do you call somebody who doesn't keep mitzvahs? In Hebrew? Chiloni. Vayachel, Chiloni. Noach Ish Ha'adama, the man of the earth, from being a tzaddik tamim, and then a tzaddik, now he's being called the man of the land, the man of the earth. This is really low. What happened to Noach? Now we have to imagine to ourselves. Noach is fighting with a bad environment. He goes into the ark, and now Baruch Hashem, after everything is finished, he comes out, this is a new world. It's only he and his family. He says, well, I finished my job. I don't need, now I can do a normal thing. I don't have to make sure that my kids go in the right way. But we right away see the problem with one of his sons, what he's doing to him. And also his problem, that instead of doing, let's say, something good, he puts this seed of the grapes, and after 2 hours, was a different time, he had grapes, and he made wine, and he drank the wine, and he was shikur. And when he was shikur, that what happened, we all know what happened to him. They tell this, this is a Hasidic story about this guy who came to his rabbi, says, I've got problem and thing. He says, I'm going to bless you. That the first thing you do when you come home, it's going to multiply. This guy is going home. What am I going to do? I'm going to take the money and dealing with him, and it's going to multiply. I'm going to be a millionaire. Comes home, wants to take the money. His wife is there. Hey, what are you doing? Moishele, what are you doing? He says, no, the rabbi says, I'm taking the money. He's going to, I'm going to invest it in something. Going to multiply. You already did a lot of investment. And we lost a lot of money. You're not going to touch the money. So they're starting fighting. And fighting and fighting. That's what the first thing he did. Or they were fighting all their life. So it's a funny story, but the thing is, what are you doing? What are your priorities? Now, we have to understand, we're talking about Noach, this is a tzaddik. So we have to go into his head and also to put things in the right proportion, because we are learning from it. Definitely Noach did something that he thought was good, and maybe it was good. But for us, we know what the results were. Because the first thing Noach does is not putting a vineyard. The first thing he does is thanking God. He brings a sacrifice to God, which is the right thing to do, and he does it. The thing is that in this world, you cannot rest. As we know the story with Yaakov Avinu. Bikesh Yaakov Leshev B'Shalva. Yaakov wanted to sit down and relax after all he went through. And what happened? Started the story of Joseph. God told him, what? Lo dayam letzadikim. Scharam ba'olam haba. Not enough the reward you're getting in the next world. You want to sit and rest in this world? No, in this world we don't rest in. So, Noach also had this same problem. It's not an easy picture, but imagine to yourself Noach getting out of the ark. Imagine just you're going now out to the street. Yeah, in Ra'anana. You know all the cars and the traffic jams and things. Nothing is there. Quiet. There are not even birds. No dogs, no cats, no birds, no people. The cars are in the middle of the road. The shops are open and nothing there. There is a disaster. How would you feel? How would you feel?
Abandoned.
Terrible. Terrible. That's the picture Noah sees when he comes out of the ark. Everything is destroyed and he has to build a new world. But he doesn't realize that the responsibility is still there. He didn't finish his job. Now he starts a new job. Unfortunately, he is called Isha Adama to teach us a lesson that always, you know, people come from abroad. Normally abroad, when you come, even Chutzlaretz, you are connected to the community. And in more or less, you're also a part of the shul, of the synagogue, you're part of the community. When people come here, suddenly a change happens. They are not connected always to the community, they're not connected to the shul, not to the... What happened? You come to Eretz Yisrael. The same way that what happened to Noach. Noach got out of the ark, he went out of the ark, and he said, that's it. The world is okay, I can stop, I don't have to be connected with nobody, there is nobody. But that's the mistake. And by the way, when we're talking about getting out of the ark, we went through a period of time of all the Yom Tovim. Now, this is Rosh Chodesh, and in this month, there is nothing. Nothing.
That's right.
So everybody is asking, is this not stupid? You tell me. Why couldn't God put a few yontovs on Chodesh Cheshvan? What's the idea behind it? People think that the highlight of the year is what? The Yom Tovim, Shabbos, Yom Tov, Pesach, Sukkos. Wrong. The highlight of the year is Chodesh Mar Cheshvan. The highlight of the year is the days that you are in the normal world, in the daily work, in the daily things you do. That's the highlight. Why? Because we came for a reason here. The reason we came to this world is to go with the Torah and do the mitzvahs. Be good people. Now, when we're on Yom Tov, it's not a chokhmah. Yom Tov, you have the light of the Yom Tov, you're with the family, you have the holiness, you feel elevated. Now, suddenly everything comes. You are not elevated anymore. There is no Yom Tov anymore. No special mitzvahs. Only the daily, normal thing
Shabbat.
You do.
We still have Shabbat.
Because you need it. So, I try to explain it as a car. You have a car. Why do we have a car? To drive to places. Now, what do you have to do sometimes to a car?
Get it fixed.
Before fixed, you have to put fuel in it. Without fuel, it's not going to move. Now, when you put fuel, then you can go on. You go out of the gas station, then you can go on. The gas station are the Yom Tovim and the Shabbos. And sometimes you need a special treatment. Tipul. Tipul aseret alim, like 10,000 miles treatment for the car. That's Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Special treatment. In other words, that's not why we're here. That's the filling up station for us to go on doing the things that we do on the normal day. We fuel the car in order to drive with it. We don't stay in the gas station. The same way we don't stay, by the way, Noach is being told, Tze me'ateva, get out of the ark. Why? Why do we have to tell him to get out? Because as we said, the picture outside is not exactly bright. And you know, after living with this holiness of the Teva and everything, he doesn't want to go down. So God tells him, say, get out. That's it. You went to Teva. You've been in Sukkos. We were covered with the Sukkah of God. We did all those mitzvahs. Now it's the time to start real life. As we say always, Achrei Hachagim. You know this? Achrei Hachagim. Yeah. Everything we have to do, Achrei Hachagim. So now it's Achrei Hachagim. We have to start doing. If we don't do, we have a problem. So this is one of the big lessons to understand and realize that the procedure we're going through is now getting to another peak. And this peak is, how do we behave in the normal days? How do we behave on the road? How do we behave with each other? You know, one of the reasons that Noach was saved out, because it's written, Vayizkor Elokim et Noach, and God remembered Noach. God remembered Noach that he is in the ark. Well, who put him there? God's got problems with, is he senile? What do you mean? And God remembered Noah. Does it remind you something? On Rosh Hashanah, we had a whole bunch of psukim that talk about reminding. Reminding what? Reminding God the good things we do. In other words, in order for Noah to get out of the ark, it was not enough just being there. He had to do something there. What did he do there?
He was feeding the animals.
He was doing chesed. He was not looking only for himself. He was looking for everybody else. As we said, we needed to know the days, what is day and what is night, in order to feed all the animals. This is a big job. And he did it. And that's the chesed. You know, sometimes people think chesed is only... By the way, it's on the... You know, the hardest thing to do chesed is with those who are very close to us. We can do chesed to others. But you think sometimes you tell to yourself animals and things, that's not included. You have to understand everything that God created in this world, we have to take care of it. Everything. Because God created it for whom?
For us.
So we have to make sure that we use it properly. And we have to use it. In other words, it's not all right to do things to dogs and cats and terrible thing they're doing now, even I think here in Ra'anana, but I'm not going to go into it. That this is also a part of being a mensch, being a Jewish guy, going according to the Torah. And this is the reason that God told Noach, now you can go out. Vayizkor Elokim. Okay, now what you did, now you can go out of the ark. So when we go out, we have to understand and realize that we have a job. And the job is not only looking after ourselves. After ourselves. You know, so we judge people according to what they look and things. Also because we are so concentrated in ourselves. You know, a few years ago, I was davening in a shul in Katamon, in a shtibl. There was a shtibl there. And there was a guy coming to shul on Shabbos with very interesting shoes. The shoes were like a sock, like a thick sock. Like he had place for each one of the fingers. I says, this guy is a Meshiganah. Well, he has to show off. He has to be special. You know, you have those people. They have to look special. 2 weeks later, I meet a guy in shul. And I just, for a joke, you know what I saw? He says, no. You have to give me the phone of this guy. I says, why? He says, I have a problem in my feet. I sweat. And when I wear normal shoes, I cannot. It's very hard for me to walk. And I have to change socks every time and put things. And then I realized, look how stupid I was. I was thinking this guy wanted to show off, which is very strange with shoes like this. Mm-hmm. And now I realized that he made those special shoes because maybe he had the same problem. And how many times we do the same? We judge people because of what something we see. On the other side, I have to, we'll finish in a minute. Yesterday, 2 days ago, my wife, Joanne, she felt sick. And I didn't make a lot of it. So she's sick, sometimes she's got it and she's puking and things. Yesterday I'm coming home and I start feeling terrible in my tummy. I eat something and in the middle of the night I wake up and I puked like a mabul. You see like the horror film that you see I couldn't believe what was coming out of me. And I thought, why is God doing it to me? Why? Because yesterday I didn't realize what my wife was going through. No, we think about ourselves. We don't really involved in what happens to our family, to other people. And sometimes, you know, when somebody complains, you have to, okay, so he complains, so you heard him complaining yesterday, a week ago. So what? So God sometimes, unfortunately, reminds us, today I feel like I'm half a guy because I didn't eat from yesterday nothing, and I feel very weak because of it. But something I learned, my lesson is, that you have to make sure that you don't think only about yourself. And, you know, it's not that just a say. Okay, I think about her, of course. No. You have to be. What was the power of Avraham Avinu? He was called Avraham o Avi. He loved God. And because of this, he made sure when I am gone, I want somebody else to love God. The same as parents make sure that they give their kids all the best things in the world, not only when they're alive, but they try to make sure that after they're gone, their children are going to have. Why? Love. And this is why we're in this world, to love each other. All the best.